Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shawn Marie. How's everybody's week been? I've missed you all so much. Before I tell you guys about this episode today, I just want to say, to mark it in the books, have it on recording, it is so fucking nice here today. Like, it is a fish on type of day. Like, it is so nice. It is beyond crazy nice here today. And I am just loving the vibe that we're giving off today. Happily, giggly, freaking love it. So my friend slash fan, because she is both, I've known her and her husband for many, many moon, sent me a very interesting story, and I'm kind of obsessed with it in like a weird way. So I'm going to tell you guys about a missing person that, well, he's not from Idaho Falls. He just went missing from Idaho Falls. And she heard it off the podcast called The Deck. They go through the cold case on missing deck cards. I'm not sure if they do just Idaho or if I'm not 100%. I've just barely started listening to this podcast. The host is, her name is Ashley Flowers. I'm obsessed so far. Like every story I've heard her do, she's amazing. So I went and checked out this one because I, like I said, it was sent to me. It's a 42-year-old cold case. So there was this guy who came here, and he was from, I can't even remember his name. Hold on. Sorry. I was looking at it. His name is Randall Leach. There we go. So I'm going to tell you the story about Randall Leach and how he went missing from Reed's Dairy. And if anybody knows, doesn't know, obviously, if you're not from here and you don't know what Reed's Dairy is, it's a farm, local farm. It's a very big farm. They deliver milk, like old school, like they in the little glass jars, pull up to your door, leave it in the little milk thing. They have the best ice cream you can get in town. My sister, when she comes from California, it doesn't matter, winter, spring, summer, fall, she's going to Reed's Dairy. I mean, it's a amazing and delicious little place. And so I work at a gas station, and we have these adorable old men that come in every morning, and it's the same men every morning, and drink their coffee. And so I was kind of vibing them this morning, feeling them out, asking them some questions, getting nosy. I did this with my boss too. She didn't know anything, but she is local. She's been local for many, many moon. Her whole life is many, many moon. Anyway, so in 1980, he was hitchhiking, comes to Idaho Falls, starts working at Reed's Dairy. He only worked at Reed's Dairy for a couple of days. It was not a long-term employment. It was nothing. He was literally going to work for enough cash to get going on his next adventure to whatever he was going to do next. So they let him sleep in the bunkhouse with some other farmhands. I think, believe that she said there was two other men. He slept on the couch. They slept in bunks. And one night he had dinner with the owner of Reed's Dairy and his wife. And they had missionaries come over and talk to him about the good old church of the LDS. The good old church of the LDS. Obviously, I'm not religious. And this is a very, very dominantly like LDS community place, I guess. There's not a whole, like, it's mainly LDS. I want to say, like, the dominant religion around these here parts is LDS. And so they had dinner, right? And they spoke the good word, these elders. And that's all they are known by, is elders. No one knows the missionaries' names of these two fellas. And so they have dinner, and they're having all this talk about religion and whatnot, and they end it with giving Randall a Book of Mormon. And the next day he tells the owners that he's like, you know what? Not my vibe. You know, like, thanks, but let's just not have dinner with your missionary friends. And according to the owner of Reed's Dairy, this was normal. This was fine. It was not a big deal that he didn't want to become an LDS member. And he had called his mom, and he went missing in November. November in Idaho is beyond fucking freezing. And I'm a pansy, so to me, it's like I live in the Arctic in November. And in reality, it's, I think it gets like 55 or some shit. I don't really know. I just know November's fucking cold. And that's usually when it starts snowing. Nah, just kidding. It starts snowing here in October. Anywho, so he calls his mom on her birthday, and that's at the beginning of November, like November 4th. And he talks to his mom. He says, hey, you know, I'm about done in Idaho Falls. I'm going to hit the road here soon. He was going to go up and to Bend, Oregon and see his sister. The sister had just moved. And so she's like, hey, give me a smidge of time. Let me get a little comfortable, unpack some shit, and then you can come on up. So he had changed his plans. And he went from going from Idaho Falls to Bend, Oregon, from going from Idaho Falls to California, to going back up. Is it up or down? I don't know. Up or down to California. And he was going to work at a tofu plant, tofu farm, not plant, along the way at some point in time. And he told his parents, he's like, hey, don't freak out if it's been a minute since I've called you, since you talked to me, because I am not going to have a way to get a hold of you. This is 1980. So for all the young people listening, back then we had a very hard time communicating with each other unless you had a landline or access to a landline. And he would charge all of his calls collect. So like that would, like you have to pay for the call. And so his parents were able to track him because of the collect calls, because you do have to pay in the whole spiel. His parents, these devoted ass parents, dude, they looked for this kid forever. They made trips up here to look for him. So the day he goes missing, I guess he asks the wife of from Reed's Dairy, Reed's Dairy's wife, we're just going to call it Reed's Dairy's wife, to wash his pants. And she was like, yeah, sure, not a problem. Keep in mind, he's hitchhiking. Okay? He didn't even grab his wallet before he left home. His dad had to, like, mail him the wallet because Reed's Dairy wanted his ID card for employment. And he went missing so fast that he was gone by the time his wallet made it there. They were like, oh yeah, fuck, return to sender, not here. So I mean, that's how much stuff he did not have with him. So keep that in mind. So I guess he tells Mr. Reed's Dairy, you know, ain't about your Mormon friends. Great dinner. Not about it. And he had his own little like religion that he had. That he was a part of. And so, according to Reed's Dairy, because Reed's Dairy has three different stories over the 42 years that this has happened. I think the last time anybody really talked to anybody was in like 2015, something like that. So it's been a hot minute. Mr. Reed's Dairy had three different stories that they had compiled from the beginning till here we are today. The first one was that he was outside and he saw him, Randall, leaving and walking away. And so he thought he was gone. He thought he was moving on to his next spot. And then he says, years later, he was standing in his kitchen and looked out the window and saw him leaving. And so that was the second one. The third one, now this one's a little sketchy because I don't know 100% if he actually said it or if it was just the news article doing what the news article does and just making the story sound a little bit more exciting. So I'm not 100% sure. But Twin Falls did a story, a paper out of Twin Falls. That's 2 hours away from where I am now. They did a story on this in their local paper in 2015. And in there, it said that Mr. Reed's Dairy gave him a ride to a junction to start his walk. Well, Bonneville County, when his parents called and reported him missing, Bonneville County back in the 80s was like, great, we'll go out there, not a prob. So they go out there, and Mr. Reed's Dairy is very prominently known, and the old men and my boss, everybody I've talked to, is like, oh yeah. And it was outside of just the LDS community, just in general, because we are a very small area, and he was obviously one of the biggest farmers in this area at that time. Probably still is, to be honest. Don't know. But anyway, he was very well known, very hoity-toity, religious. So he had a very good standing with anybody in law enforcement. Well, anybody really. Because here, especially back in the 80s, I can only imagine how much more stuck up it was than it is now. Because even now, if you're not Mormon and you're not fancy and like, you don't, if you look like a dirtbag, you get treated like a dirtbag here. It doesn't matter. You could just be in your Sunday comfy clothes and people in this town will scowl at you and look at you and be like, ugh, can you believe it? Can't even believe, my gosh. So, I mean, it's a very LDS stuck up vibe, which is weird because where Reed's Dairy is, it's, I don't really know how to describe it to people who aren't from here, but like, it's not in like the center of our, it's on the outskirts of our town. Not really the outskirts though. So it's really, I don't consider it to be the outskirts because I literally live 6 minutes away from Reed's Dairy. So I don't consider it to be the outskirts, but it's not in town. It's so, I mean, if he was going anywhere, and that's what they assumed. Mr. Reed's Dairy assumed he was just going into town because he never went and got those pants from Mr. Reed's Dairy's wife. Never. So when Bonneville County goes out there, they're like, hey, his mom and dad say he's missing. Tell us your story. He's like, oh yeah, saw him going to town. Didn't come back. Don't know. He must be on his way to his next location. And no one questions it because Mr. Reed's Dairy is, like I said, he's very LDS. He's very prominently known. They never once talked to the people in the bunkhouse, the other farmhands, anyone else on the Reed's Dairy property. They never look on the Reed's Dairy property. They never go and look in the cows. They never do anything. They literally tell these parents, oh, well, he said he went on his merry way. And if your son is hitchhiking through our mountains and our terrain in November and has passed on due to elements, we won't even find his fucking body till spring. So give us a jingle back and we'll go through there. Now his parents, they contacted Wyoming, Montana, Utah, Oregon, Washington. I mean, the parents and the siblings searched for him. They're from Wisconsin. They took trips. I don't know if they all are, because like I said, the sister was in Bend, Oregon. But they all took trips to Idaho, to Washington, to Oregon, taking side roads, back roads, trying to find him. And nothing ever happened. Well, in 1981, they come to Idaho for the first time. And the mom and dad are like, well, we need to see the file. We want to know what you guys have, what you guys saw, who you talked to, the whole spiel. And they go, oh, like you guys wanted a report? Like you guys wanted, oh, you guys wanted to report him missing. Oh, we didn't do that. The fuck no, we didn't. The Reed's Dairy guy said he didn't come up missing, so we didn't file nothing. We didn't say nothing. We didn't do shit. And that's it. That's it. Dude's never been seen of again. Never heard of again. His mother's birthday came and went. He never called again. I'm not saying that there's a body out at Reed's Dairy, but I'm saying there's a body out at Reed's Dairy, you know? Because, like, the shadiest fucking people I know in this town are LDS. I'm not, before, who am I fucking playing? No LDS person listens to this fucking podcast. But the shadiest people I know in this town are LDS people. The minute I would have heard, and my boss agrees, and we both acknowledge we're not detectives, okay? But we have common fucking sense. The minute I would have seen the article in 2015 that says Mr. Reed's Dairy gave him a ride out to Junction, whatever, to help him on his adventure, that right there to me is probable cause to go to Reed's Dairy and be like, hey, we're gonna, just to shh everybody, we're gonna look around and see some shit. We're gonna let some dogs do some shit, and then we're gonna go about our way, because obviously we won't find anything. Why hasn't that been done? Why in 42 fucking years, no one's given a shit? They're just said, oh, no, he was a hitchhiker. He must have just kept hitchhiking. With one pair of pants? With one pair of pants? This man was like, I'm going to go in November, hitchhike from Idaho Falls, Idaho, the damn Arctic, to California in one pair of fucking pants. Now, I am not the smartest person on the planet, okay? I'm not. But I ain't fucking dumb neither. Like, neither. Anyway, so I mean, it matches up. Why is there no investigating on the Reed's Dairy Farm? Even to this very day. To this very day, if you were just to take some dogs out there and walk around on your own fucking free spare time, that would satisfy some people to be like, oh, officer, whatever the fuck, took his dog and he went and walked and they saw nothing. They found nothing. Nothing was amiss. That would comfort me a little bit, because then I could be like, no, they've checked the Reed's Dairy with the dead dogs, and the dead dogs didn't find anything, so obviously he's not at the Reed's Dairy. But, like, for Idaho to never even make a report and just take it on the word of Mr. Reed's Dairy, because Mr. Reed's Dairy was so prominent and oh so great because he was oh so LDS, and mind you, I don't know if he had some shady shit going down. I will find out. Because I have been asking every old person I know. The two old people I know, unfortunately, they weren't alive this time in this era. But if they were alive, I'd ask them too. But, like, they never filed a police report. A missing persons. His home detectives, home police station, filed a report. They filed a report in Oregon. There was a report filed in fucking California. So that just in case he was found, they would know that he was being sought after in some way, shape, or form. And Idaho Falls, the place where he, quote unquote, starts this walking mission from, we don't make a report. We don't say dick. We don't even utter the name and be like, oh, maybe. Every person I've talked to is like, guy missing from Reed's Dairy. No, I remember. Why don't you remember? Because nobody said shit. Why didn't they? This town is so full of, like, shady ass little crooks everywhere. And I love it. I love it. Obviously not for the people that it affects, but I love it because I could talk to you guys about it. So that's my story for today. Is there or is there not a body out at Reed's Dairy? I say we find out. I'm going to assume there is. Until I'm proven there's not, I'm going to say there is. I'm going to tell everybody there is. Stir up some shit. And maybe they'll be like, oh, we'll shut her up. And we'll just go check it. We'll go scoop it out. That's all I'm saying. Because all I'm saying is some shit is shady. Some shady ass shit. You don't just come up missing. And you don't leave with one pair of pants on your person and leave your wallet that was being sent to you, that you know was being sent to you, that has your ID and everything else, you don't just leave it. You don't just not call your parents when you've called them every other fucking week. Like, there are things that just don't add up. And for all of these things to stop happening or start happening in Idaho Falls, and that's it, is shady. I've lived here for almost 32 years. And I thought I knew about all of this crimes and the murders and the things that have happened. Because I've literally been asking these questions since I was a child. And so I've never, ever heard about that happening. Ever. And now every time I go by that place, I'm going to be like, RIP. Randall's dead in the fucking Reed's Dairy. Mm-mm-mm. It's so sad. And another thing on the Johnny Depp trial, we're not going to get into it because it's just, oof, good. Too much. All I'm saying is if nobody heard the psychologist talk about Amber Heard, just go, that's the clip I need you to watch. That's it. Out of all of the clips that happened last week, I will never talk to a psychologist ever. But they know all the shits. Like, you think that you're a good manipulator and like a good liar and you're like, I got this. And you walk in there and those people will be like, nope, you're fucking nuts. And you're lying. And air all your shit. Turns out Amber's been nuts from the very get. She's needy. Like, we haven't heard that been mentioned a million times. She's a child. We've heard that mentioned a million times. She's one of those people that when you're like, I'm gonna leave, they fucking just blah and like freak out and go crazy. She's one of those. I mean, obviously, she pooed in a man's bed. But, and not just like, oh, and the security guard too. There was the security guard that drove her and her friends to Coachella. And like, her lawyers, I don't even know if they're legit lawyers. I'm starting to think they're just some law students that maybe she found for some cheap shit that like did pass the bar so that it's like legit, but like barely passed, you know? Like, they don't want to tell them they can't be lawyers because they weren't smart enough. So like, they still let them do it. That's what I feel like her lawyers are. And they ask the dumbest shit. Like, they ask the security guard. They're like, is it uncommon for a woman who gets abused to want to go out and have fun with her friends and her sister? And the security guard's like, bitch, what abuse? Like, no, she was turning it up. Like, she was out there wilding, having the time of her life. Bitch wasn't abused. And she admitted to the poo thing. A joke that has gone too far is what she told the fucking dude. A joke that has gone too far. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And still, everybody's like, maybe it was the dogs. No, she put in his bed. She's fucking crazy. And like, everybody is like, why are they doing it? Why is it everywhere? Why is it in the public eye? Why isn't the Kardashians? And who makes the decision whether or not it's publicized? Well, it's up to your lawyers and the judge. Because if you don't want your shit on TV, then you file through the lawyers to the judge to ask the judge to make it a closed hearing, a closed one. So, Jeff and Greg, it is the lawyers and the judge who pick whether or not people get to hear about your dirty business or not. So, there you go. Those were the people I was speaking of. I just listened to they have a new episode out. It's been a week. We both podcasts made it into the voting round. They're going to do a whole bunch of giveaways. I'm going to say a whole bunch just now that they have. So they have to, I don't know how many they're planning on doing, but a whole ton. So they're doing giveaways for your votes. I'm poor and I don't do that. Cause if you love me, you love me. If you don't, I don't give a fuck. So vote every day. And if I'm not your vibe, obviously you won't even hear this, so I don't care. But if I'm not, you're like, if you're like, today, I don't want to vote for you. You better vote for Jeff and Greg. Because those are the only two podcasts that I see that should win. You know? There was like 7 of us. It's down to 4. Out of, I think, 4 or 5. Out of the people it's down to, it's my true crime podcast, another true crime podcast, another podcast that I've never heard of. Jeff from the Jeff and Greg podcast said it was good when I was like, who the fuck? Because I'm spiteful like that. But he said that's a good podcast, so I believe him. Yeah. So it's, and them. So, okay, yeah, there's 4 that I just listed it. So go and vote for me or them. Those are the only 2 I'm willing to accept. And I have 2 accounts. I have my podcast account and like my regular Facebook account. So I vote twice a day. I vote for my podcast and their podcast. So, I mean, if I can vote for them and myself, what the fuck is your excuse, truly? I think I'm better than them, but that's just me. They obviously think they're better than me too. So, I mean, it's fair. But yeah, it's going down. You can vote till the 29th of May, I think, or some shit. It's like a whole month. All I know is I'm going to win me a beatbox, a boombox, a bootbox, or some fucking shit. I don't know. It's what they're giving away, and I'm going to win it because I'm spiteful like that. Because I want to be like, I won it, and I lost to them. So it'll be my winning. Yeah, that's my plan, because I know I'm going to lose to them anyway. So I'm going to, oh, it's a bump box. There we go. That's what they're giving away. So I already know I'm probably going to lose to them, so I'm going to win their bump box so that I feel better about myself. That's my plan. That's my goal. That's what I'm going to do. But yeah. My lunch is officially almost over. It's now been 26 minutes. I only got 30. So I love you guys. Have an amazing week. I will be back with you next week. Keep these fucking fan things coming. I love it when you guys give me the stories to cover. Love, love, love. And like I said, I am going to start telling everybody there's a body out at Reed's Dairy. Have a good week. And I forgot to mention that May is Child Abuse Awareness Month. So I will be doing people's stories, of course, sharing their stories, sharing experiences. So if you want your story told or anything like that, please just message me on Facebook, Instagram, or you can even email me the good old fashioned way. It is what it is. pod19@gmail.com. I would love to take your stories. You can give them to me any way you want. You can write them. You can do a voice memo. I do them whatever way you want. I will tell your story verbatim, what you say, or other people like it when they just talk to me and I just tell their story from my own vibe. So, I mean, I'll do whatever you want to do. Let's just get your story out there, get these voices heard, and help with the stop of child abuse. And yeah, it's one of my main passions. And so the month of May will not be all sad and down, but there will be a lot of child abuse stories, surviving it, people going to jail for it, all that good shit. So that's what we're looking forward to in the month of May.